Shaped for Mishnah 5, a showcase shevet sela, a trough hewn in a rock. So this, you've got a rock connected to the ground, and you've got some kind of trough, right, a cavity hollowed out into it. So this is not considered a vessel. It's not considered a vessel. And the fact that it's not a vessel has ramifications across a few kinds of halachas. So he's going to list a few halachas where we don't consider this a vessel. And one of them relates to our mikvahs issue, but it's brought over here because of that halacha. Ein memalim memenu ve'ein mekadshin ba ve'ein mazin memenu. When it comes to the paraduma, you can't pour water into it to be mixed with the ashes. You can't put ashes in, you can't mix the ashes in with that water, and you can't sprinkle from it. It's not considered a vessel, and so you can't use it to pour the water in, pour the ashes in, and sprinkle for the paraduma procedure. It doesn't need a tightly sealed cover if it was inside a tent with a corpse, right? So if it's a vessel, it would need to be properly covered with a proper smid patil, but this is not considered a vessel. It's considered a cistern or a cellar in a house. It's equivalent to that, and therefore it would just need to be covered normally in order to protect its contents. So that's another difference between it. Now related to our topic, it doesn't invalidate a mikveh. If rainwater flows into it and out of it into the mikveh, so it's not considered maim shuvin. It's not considered drawn water because it's not considered a vessel. It's just considered like part of the ground. Hasakli v'chibra besid, but if this rock is detached and then kind of connected back to the ground with lime, so it resembles a rock, you know, but connected to the ground, but it's not. It's not properly connected. It's not where it was. It's put back there. So then, now it is considered a vessel. And because it's a vessel, mamalin ba, makachin ba, mazin memenu, you could use it for the paraduma procedure, fill it up with proper water, mix in the ashes, sprinkle from it. Tzrichet smet patil, it would need a proper tight covering if it shared a tent with a corpse. Poseles es a mikveh, it would pasul a mikveh if water flowed into it. And then out of it, that water would be considered maim shuvin. So that would pasul the mikveh. Nikva milamata, if it now gets a hole in it, whether the hole's at the bottom or minatzad or on the side of it, v'ani yichul lekabel mayim kolshem, and it can't now hold water properly, then kishera, then when it comes to a mikveh, it's not considered a vessel anymore. It can't hold the water anymore. So if the water flows into it and out of it, the mikveh would still be kosher because this thing's not considered a vessel anymore. V'kamiya benekev, and how big does the hole have to be that it's not considered that it's undone this vessel? Says kishvoferis anud. It's as big as a shvoferis anud, which was a tube. And the way they describe it is that if you could put your two fingers in there like that and turn your fingers around, it's that circumference. That's how big the hole had to be in order to invalidate this vessel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Besaira, Maaseh b'Shokes Yehei Shas of Yerushalayim. There was such an incident where there was this kind of utensil in Yerushalayim. Vasa Nekuva Kishvaferis Anud, and it had a hole that size in it. But you call HaTohara Shib Yerushalayim Nasos Al Gaba. And all of the Torahs of Yerushalayim were being purified with a mikveh that the water flowed through this thing into the mikveh. So you see clearly it's not invalidating the waters of the mikveh. But he says, V'shalchu Beis Shammai u'pachusa, but Beis Shammai weren't happy with it, and they sent someone over there, and they broke it up. They opened it up even more, to break it down from being a vessel even more. Shibay Shammai emrim, because they disagreed. They said, this two fingers is not enough. The hole has to be bigger, achepaches ruba, until the greater part of it is broken. Only when the greater part of it is broken, is it not considered a vessel anymore, and then it won't forbid the mikveh if the water flows into it, and out of it into the mikveh.